Nearly 600 people live in Cake, which is on northwest Kupernaw Island. On this particular Wednesday afternoon, Mayor Heinrich Kadake Sr. is among those preparing for company.
Well, we're just getting our food ready and making sure we got everything in place, make sure our guests all got a place to stay and everything else. We don't have really any idea how many people we might end up with extra.
Kadake says the town is hoping for 100 visitors on this, the city's 100th birthday. Friday features a health and career fair along with an arts and crafts fair and an evening social.
It's just where they do all kinds of games and all the other stuff, and they have box social just like they have, you know, any other place. It's a suitcase thing and the balloon racing and passing the oranges and stuff like that, you know, that we used to do years ago.
The festivities are officially called the 100-Year Cake Day Celebration, but don't let the idea of a centennial fool you. Yes, Cake is celebrating its 100th anniversary, but the number only applies to city government, which was founded in 1912. In reality, the area around Cake has been home for Tlingit people for hundreds, perhaps thousands of years. Saturday afternoon is dedicated to Tlingit traditions. There will be presentations on speech-making, on protocols of death, on party planning, Tlingit naming, and finally, a potluck with traditional foods and dancing. And then, on Sunday, an evening ceremony honoring the past, celebrating the present, and looking to the future. Mayor Kadake will be among those discussing the town's future. He's been mayor for 6 years and a Cake resident all his life.
All my life, 67 years.
Which constitutes more than two-thirds of the city's history.
In my lifetime, it changed a lot. We have blacktop roads, we got a blacktop airport. It just changed a whole lot. It's a whole lot different than it was when I started 67 years ago.
Make no mistake about it, there are some real issues on the horizon as the city attempts to attract hydropower and grow its infrastructure and retain its residents. We asked Kadake what he thought they would be talking about when Cake celebrates its bicentennial.
I wish I could tell you that. I hope they'll be looking back and saying that, you know, that we in our era, we finally got cheap energy in our community where our people can afford to live here.
But the main thing, he hopes, is that people who visit have a good time celebrating Cake's anniversary, and that those who stay after the party's been cleaned up have a place they can call home well beyond the century ahead.
The most important thing is my people. My people are really special for me, and I've been trying to work real hard to make sure our people are taken care of.
The 100-Year Cake Day celebration begins in Cake on Friday at 10 a.m. for the general public. The festivities end with a grand exit and the presentation of commemorative canoes at 8 p.m. Sunday. Reporting from Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.